This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly La Liga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sports book. You're with Dan Roebuck alongside me, Alan Feely, the editor of Football España, and Rory Barlow, football writer at Football España and La Liga Lowdown. A season of two halves about to get underway, chaps. 14 games, I think it is, before we break for the World Cup in Qatar. An awful lot of chat amongst bettors about how this might affect things for players, for teams. Alan, have you got any sort of angle in? Do you think it'll make any difference? Are Spanish players and players that play in Spain going to do anything differently? Are coaches going to do anything differently?
I think it will be a bit different. It'll be a unique season in many ways. I think that the players who are going to the World Cup, and there aren't actually that many in La Liga, the majority are for, you know, Latin American nations and obviously Spain, I think they'll start very strongly, but as the World Cup approaches, they'll wind down a bit because they'll be afraid to get injured and afraid to jeopardize their chances of, you know, the once in every 4 year opportunity of going to the World Cup. And then I think in the second half of the season, we'll see teams and players who didn't go to the World Cup and also had a bad start to the season, they maybe get a chance to kind of refresh and go into the second half of the season almost like it's a new campaign. And conversely, the players with a bad World Cup or have a really good World Cup and have a bit of a hangover afterwards could maybe struggle to get to speed quickly. So I think that it could really be a unique season with some very unusual results and positions come the end of it.
Yeah, something to look out for, certainly from a betting point of view. Do you get the sense, Rory, that some players might just think, do you know what, it's 3 weeks to go, it's match day 10, 4 weeks to go to the World Cup. I know I'm going to be in the squad if I stay fit. You know, and Eden Hazard here, he's had all sorts of injury issues in his time in Spain. Does he think, I'm not feeling it today? Does he start to pull out? Not that he makes that many challenges, but do you know what I mean? Are there certain players that you think might not play 100%, or does that not happen in football?
I think it very much depends on the situation. I think for the top teams, which are the ones that will want to ensure that they're sort of started the season well and in a good position going into the World Cup, those are the ones that the World Cup's going to affect the most. I think for those teams, the likes of Xavi, Carlo Ancelotti, they will have promised their players to maybe give them a little bit extra rest than they would have done during a normal season right before the World Cup. And so I honestly don't think it'll have too much of an effect before the World Cup, to be honest. I think after the World Cup is where you will see it really come into play. There'll be some teams that are going through entire full pre-seasons again, and that will sort of really contrast. And I think the months of sort of latterly December and January could be sort of prime time for upsets, to be honest.
Okay, well, we'll look out for that. Match day one, there could well be some upsets here, but we are going to kick off with the champions. Alan, you've got a selection for us here. They're away at Almeria. It's a Sunday night local, plus 6.25 Almeria. Real Madrid minus 250, so they're short. The draw plus 400. The over and under line here is set 3.5 plus 132 over under minus 165. Surely the side who, of course, won the second tier last season, Alan, aren't going to give Real Madrid too much trouble. What's your selection? What's your reasoning behind this one?
Well, first of all, I think it's a great fixture. I mean, a club who's not been in the Liga for a while, playing at home in a pretty exotic place in Spain, Almeria, in the southern west part of Andalusia, southern east part of Andalusia, should I say, coming up against the league champions and European champions. It's a really interesting fixture. I think Real Madrid are going to win this game. Obviously, going into it on the back of a European Super Cup, which takes place this evening against Eintracht Frankfurt in Finland. But I think that they'll probably win that game. You know, Eintracht lost 6-1 the weekend to Bayern Munich. They're missing Philip Kostic to injury. They're not really getting off to the season on a good foot. I think Madrid will win. I think they're going to the game on momentum. And I think that despite the ceremony and pomp that will inevitably come with Almeria's first game back in the Primera, and it'll be a great occasion for sure, I think that Madrid will have too much for Almeria. I think that Carlo Ancelotti has said that the starters who won the Champions League for him last season will play tonight. So the likes of Aurelien Tchouaméni and Antoine Rudiger won't make their debut until Sunday. So I think they'd look him into the team with fresh impetus. We know that Madrid have a strong squad. So even if Carlo rotates, I think they'll have too much for Almeria. No matter how strong I think they'll have a campaign this year, I think they'll do well. But I think that on Sunday evening, it'll be too much for them.
Can they beat the handicap here? -1.5 they have to give away, +112. Do you think they can win by two or more, Alan?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think that if Real Madrid click in the way they can, and they can put a lot of goals past people. I think if, you know, Karim Benzema and Vinicius Jr. are coming into the season based on what they've done in pre-season, which has been pretty impressive, coupled with, you know, the likes of, you know, Rodrigo Goes and Marco Asensio and Fede Valverde continuing on from the strong finishes last season, I can't see why they don't put a few goals past them, because they've got a lot of attacking talent there.
Rory, what's your thoughts on the Champions' first game of the season?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you that there's going to be a big upset and that we're going to really kick off the season with sort of a baptism of fire for Real Madrid. But to be honest, I have to agree with Alan, and I think goals are the way to go. I think the handicap, -1.5 in Real Madrid, was +112. That looks like a good price to me. I think I'd looked at over 2.5 goals on its own as -123, which isn't great odds, but I do think goals are the way to go in this one. Almeria will be missing Umar Sadiq, who was their star striker from last season. He's on the verge of a move. And so I think Real Madrid, they're just going to have too much. And Almeria, they are one of the youngest sides in La Liga as well. They've an average age of just about 24. And when things start to go wrong against Real Madrid on the first day of the season, that could come into play.
We're expecting goals. We're expecting a Real Madrid win. The selection here from Alan is -250 Real Madrid to win. If you want to go a little bit bigger, as the boys were saying, +112 if you want to give Almeria a 1.5 goal start. And as Rory was suggesting there, you can go over 2.5, over maybe even 3.5 for this one. Rory, let's move on to a game that you like here. This is Valladolid versus Villarreal. You have tipped Villarreal to finish in the top four. Is this an easy introduction to the new season away at Valladolid here? How do you see it? What's the selection?
Well, there's no easy games in La Liga, because I do think the bottom half of the division has now become a sort of a league in itself of sort of tough teams to beat, teams that really sort of sit back and ensure that you work hard for your victories. But if you were to pick out a fixture, this would probably be in your top sort of three or four, to be honest. Sean Weissman, who is Valladolid's top striker from last season, he's also nursing an injury, a wee bit of a hamstring problem. So that really sort of puts a dent in their hopes. I think Pacheta, who's the Valladolid manager, is a very good manager. But again, Villarreal, they have the quality. I think Unai Emery will be aware of how important it is to get a good start there at -106 for the victory. And I think overall, Villarreal are just going to have too much class. There's not enough time for their problems to have set in yet. There's not enough time for the pressure to be rising on a yellow submarine. So Valladolid are a pretty good place to start. Pacheta will show some ambition in attack, and I think that will give just enough space for the newly fit Gerard Moreno to come into play.
Won three of the last four away games last season. We like Villarreal here, -106 over and under, incidentally, over -106, under -188. Rory's tip is Villarreal to win away. That's Saturday early evening. Let's get to Saturday just before that. Celta Vigo against Espanyol. This is the biggest selection that we've got from the boys this weekend, incidentally. This is a good one from Alan. We hope Celta Vigo -112, Espanyol +295, the draw +270. You've gone for the away team here. I was looking at one or two stats here, Alan, and their away form last season wasn't great, but you're expecting an upswing here.
Well, Diego Martinez has come in over the summer. He's a coach I rate really highly. He took Granada from Segunda to the quarterfinals of the Europa League when they lost to Manchester United. And it wasn't a case of a club being really well run, like, say, you know, I don't know, Brighton right now, for instance, where all the systems and processes are aligned perfectly to create a very favourable environment where recruiting and scouting and coaching is all in step. It was really a case of a quite chaotic and disorganised club being led by one charismatic, talismanic presence who banded together a group of kind of unlikely characters to go and, you know, really outperform the potential. And of course, once he left the club last summer, they promptly went down, got relegated, and they're playing the second of the season. So I think that Espanyol are a club who underperformed last year. Yes, their away record was diabolical, but they're a big club. They have some very good players. And I think that Diego Martinez will be a very good appointment for him this season. So I think that they get the season underway in a good way, in a good fashion, and they get an away win at the expense of their opposition.
Plus 295, decent price, big price. Outsiders of three, Espanyol to beat Celta Vigo Saturday, early evening local time. Let's move on to Barcelona. Rory, you've got a tip for us in this one. Barca are very, very sure. They may well be the cornerstone of a lot of parlays for bettors this week. They're minus 560. I think as a single bet, well, you're going to have to go in fairly heavy. Rayo are plus 1,400, the draw, plus 650. The over and under mark is 3.5, plus 120 over, minus 150 under. Rayo did win at Barcelona, the Camp Nou, Rory, last season, plus 900. They're bigger this season. Obviously, that was very late last campaign. This is the first weekend of the season. Talk us through what you like in the whys and wherefores here.
Yeah, I think I like the over 3.5 goals at plus 120. To be honest, Rayo Vallecano were a good side last season, but when they met Barcelona, Barcelona were in a completely different place. They were exhausted. They had reached that sort of stage of the season and they didn't really have players playing in their favoured positions. There was a lot of sort of speculation about where the club was going and exactly what was going to happen in the summer. So I think that was on their mind at the time. This is a Barcelona that needs to come out and make a statement. They'll be at Camp Nou. They'll be in front of their home fans. They need to start this campaign well, because if they don't, and I mean, there is the risk that they don't get their players registered, but if they don't, then I think the pressure will start turning up on them very quickly. So I think it could be a festival of goals, so to speak. I think Rayo Vallecano, for all their good sort of attributes and the good things that Andoni Iraola does, they are still an ambitious pressing team. They're not one of the teams that sits back and will sort of be comfortable with a 1-0 defeat or going 1-0, 2-0 down into the last 10, 15 minutes. They will go for Barcelona at certain points. And so I think that is a recipe for goals, essentially. And I think if you look at the two goal scorers on each side, Falcao and Robert Lewandowski, well, Lewandowski is probably the better of them. And I think Barcelona, they're going to have their way with them, I have to say. I mean, it could all come crashing down, but from a first game of the season point of view, this looks like it could be a heavy, heavy win for Barcelona.
I'm looking at the BetRivers website right now. And I'm looking at the first goal scorer market, and there's first goal scorer, last goal scorer, and to score markets. Looking at the Barcelona players, Robert Lewandowski is not listed at the moment. There's just this question mark, isn't there, Alan, about whether they're good. I mean, we're talking here Wednesday afternoon. We're getting our selections out nice and early. I mean, could there be a situation where some players miss this weekend and are registered for next weekend? Do you think they're going to get it done? Obviously, bettors are going to have to be across this when it comes to first goal scorers. And for Team News point of view, give us your thoughts on this game and if you can slim it down to the current situation at Barcelona.
I think if I could predict it correctly, I'd be a lottery winner. Nobody really knows what's going on at Barcelona this week. It's quite chaotic. I mean, yesterday there was news breaking about them not being able to register those players. Today there's news breaking that Bernardo Silva is basically done once they get the finances in order. So it's quite a uncommon situation at that club right now. But I think even if Lewandowski isn't registered and Rafinha and the like isn't registered either, there's still enough attacking talent there for me to see Barcelona tear them to pieces. Because like I said in the season preview, I think Real could be serious relegation candidates this year. And as Rory alluded to, I think that they're open on a pressing, not quite kamikaze, but definitely aggressive style, would be catnip to Barcelona. I think that the talent on show, whether it's, you know, Pedri or Ansu Fati or Kjaer-Emerick Aubameyang, I think there's more than enough firepower for them to hit over 3.5 goals. So what I think, you know, obviously Real doubled over them last season, you know, beating them in October to cost Ronald Koeman his job at Vallecas, and then beating them at the tail end of the season, as Rudy alluded to as well. I think that Barca, in this moment in time, with the positivity and enthusiasm behind the club and the us against world nature of the club, they just have too much, in my opinion.
This could be one of those games, Rory, and again, this is from a betting angle. At the minute, as we all know, as everybody knows, there's question marks about whether Lewandowski and Co are going to be registered. They're probably going to win this game anyway. They're very short in the market, we know that. But if on Friday night or even Saturday morning, this game is Saturday night, that news comes through that they all can play, or they all can't play. But certainly if they all can play, then the markets are going to, Barcelona are going to get even shorter. There's going to be, I mean, Alan's just talked about the positivity around the club with the signings. I mean, that's going to magnify, you know, five or six fold, isn't it? If they get these signings over the line ahead of the first game of the season.
100%. And as much as you can talk, Barcelona want to register all these players at the same time so they can avoid the awkward conversation of, well, we think Robert Lewandowski is far more important to the team than you are. But when asked during Lewandowski's presentation, this was still an issue then, it's still an issue now. Can you register Robert Lewandowski? He said, well, that shouldn't be a worry to Robert because he's the first one that we're going to register. And I do think they'll probably have enough bandwidth within their wage bill to register at least one or two if they can't register them all. And Lewandowski probably being the most crucial player to this game, essentially, in the sense that if Barcelona do have the pressure on, where they fell down last season was goal scoring in the box, converting their chances. And Lewandowski is the big signing they've made in order to sort of address that issue. So, yeah, I think there's enough reason for people to suspect that Barcelona might not be coming into this full strength. But as Alan says, I think Lewandowski will be there. And I think Barcelona will have too much for him anyway.
Watch out for the market. Watch out for the BetRivers website. Watch out just on the news-wise. If Robert Lewandowski does start, he'll be the favourite to get the first goal. Simple as that. The selection here from Rory is over 3.5 goals. We've got two more matches to look at, and then maybe we can get one or two thoughts on other games. Alan, we go Athletic Club against Mallorca here for your next selection. What's the pick? This is Monday, isn't it? Early evening local time. What do you like?
I fancy Athletic Club to win this game. I really like the appointment of Ernesto Valverde. They finished 8th last season, came very close, got onto the last day of the season to, you know, compete with Villarreal for that last European place in the Europa Conference League. Didn't quite make it, but, you know, Marcelino left. Ernesto Valverde has come in. I really think that he's an excellent and underrated coach. And I think that Mallorca, as Rory tipped in the preseason preview, could be in serious trouble in terms of relegation this season after the way they ended last campaign. So I think that, you know, on Monday evening, which seems to be where they always place Athletic Club, and also, you know, the likes of Real Betis and Getafe because of the dynamics and the realities of their situation and their fan bases. But I really do fancy them to get the job done on Monday evening and get the season off to a positive start. And as an aside, I think that, you know, Iñaki Williams getting called up for Ghana, and he finally kind of gave up the ghost with his Spanish ambitions and is committed to the country of his parentage.
Does that mean that he's not going to start a game for the first time in 100 years?
No, I think that, well, maybe. I think maybe in the second half of the season that could be the case. But I think that leading up to the World Cup, he will be fired with enthusiasm. And he's always been a player who should be scoring 15, 20 goals every campaign and doesn't. But I think this season, he really could be, because I think he'll have the ambition and the excitement of going to Qatar with the Ghanaian national team. And I think he really could be the talisman for Athletic Club this season. And I think it could begin on Monday night with a comfortable victory.
-167, good selection, odds on, but solid bet on Monday. And the last game on Monday, the getting out stakes for bettors when it comes to La Liga week one. Let's hope that we are in the green rather than the red, so to speak, here. Rory, you're taking this one for us. It's Real Betis versus Elche. There's a lot of love for Real Betis when we spoke about them on the preview show, the seasonal preview show here. They're short price favourite, but you're suggesting home win, I guess.
Yeah, it has to be here. I mean, Elche went to the Benito Villamarín at the end of last season in desperate need of points. I predicted them to get something, and they did not. Betis just had too much quality for them. And so, yeah, I think Betis will have too much quality for them again. And this time they're going to have stuff on the line for them as well. So I think, yeah, against sort of the very sort of big clubs outside of Barcelona and Madrid, in Athletic Club and Real Betis in Sevilla, that sort of early season excitement that's around sort of stadiums, I think that can be a really big factor, especially when squads maybe aren't quite complete. We've still got a couple of weeks to go in the transfer window. And I think Real Betis are short price favourites for a reason. If you want to add Betis and plus 2.5 goals, then you go to plus 112. That's a little bit more value for you. And I think, yeah, Betis have an array of attacking talent, and any of the issues that come into play for them, they're not going to come into play until later on in the season. So early doors, I think Betis could be a pretty strong player in La Liga this season.
looking to get Real Betis off to a winning start, minus 240. You can go a little bit bigger, as Rory suggested there. If you add in some of the goals markets, head to BetRivers website for all of those different angles to play. Just a couple of other thoughts. Anything else catch your eye this weekend? When we did the season preview, we were fairly down on Sevilla. We don't think that they're going to finish in the top four. Atleti are away from home as well. Could it be tricky, Alan, for those two? Is there an issue first weekend of the season? Because bettors will think, Sevilla, I want to back them. Atleti, I want to back them. Can you see them slipping up? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, I remember last season, Sevilla went to Osasuna and it was probably one of the most pivotal moments in their title challenge because they had a last minute chance to win the game and even Rakitic missed the penalty and they ended up drawing the game. And it was a time where they could have really put the pressure on Real Madrid. I think it was, they would have gone 2 points behind them with a game in hand, I believe it was, if they had won that game and they didn't. And that was the story of Sevilla's season, not winning games they should be winning and instead drawing them as opposed to losing games. It was always failing to win them was the problem. I think, you know, opening day at El Sadar, Osasuna are a good side, good team, good coach with a great fan base. And I think that they'll be excited about the season. They'll be positive they can push on and maybe even challenge for a Europa League place or a Europa Conference League place. So I think that it'd be a tough place to go. There's not much confidence in Sevilla right now. They still haven't brought in a centre back to replace Jules Koundé. And the signing of Marcao has kind of divided opinion amongst many Sevillistas. So I fear for them, to be honest with you. And I'd probably back a draw here. And then regarding Atletico and Getafe, I'll be going to this game, actually, the Coliseum. I think that Atletico will have too much for them. I believe that Atletico, as you mentioned in the preview show, have been underrated this season. I think that that suits them. I think they like going to the game as a bit of an underdog, going to the season, sorry, as a bit of an underdog, going into the campaign as, you know, a chaser rather than leader of the pack. Although having said that, I do think that Getafe will also be well-placed this season to do well because Kike Sanchez Flores is a coach who I really like. I think that he did very well with Getafe since he took over from Michel towards the second half of last season. So while I think that Getafe will pull up a good fight, I think that Atletico will win that game. And I think that between Sevilla and Osasuna, it will end up as a draw.
Interesting. Anything catch your eye that we haven't talked about? Doesn't have to be a firm selection because we're keeping profit and loss over the course of the season, chaps. So this one is outside of that. Anything speculative, any player team we should be looking out for this weekend, Rory?
Well, if you're giving me free rein, as much as it pains me to...
I'll give you free rein, but no free bets.
Free rein is Morata to score against Getafe, and that's plus 200. And yeah, it pains me to back Morata to score because you know he's going to go through one-on-one and miss the chance if you put money on him. But I do like it. I mean, he scored a hat-trick against Juventus recently. He's been the sort of leading sort of point of the trident that Simeone's been experimenting with in pre-season. That involves Antoine Griezmann, João Félix, and then Alvaro Morata up top. I think that's a pretty tasty lineup in attack. And Morata, he divides opinion, obviously, but while he has the confidence that he appears to have in pre-season, he could be fine. I mean, you don't know where that confidence is going to go and when he's going to start missing those crucial chances, but first game of the season, I think there's a good chance that he does score.
But yeah, having that one, Alan.
Yeah, the presence of Antoine Griezmann and João Félix takes the pressure off him, and his presence takes the pressure off them because I think if you was to have the two of them leading the line in a 4-4-2 system or something like that, or a 3-5-2 system, without a whole lot of width, then it could be overwhelming because they're both kind of samey. They're both kind of slight, diminutive strikers who like to play as a second striker. So having a reference point to play off of and having somebody occupying space the way Alvaro Morata does. And he's very good at that. He's not a great finisher, but he's very good at occupying space, giving trouble to defenders like, you know, Darwin Núñez against both Fulham and Manchester City we saw recently, for instance. I think that his presence could help unlock the potential of Griezmann and Felix as a kind of dovetailing duo. And simultaneously, I think that the presence of, you know, Griezmann and Felix behind him could help take the pressure off Morata from being that main scorer as he is for Spain, for instance. So I think it could be a very kind of, you know, unusual, unexpected, but positive partnership.
It'll be interesting. We'll watch that over the course of the season. Watch those goal scorer bets as well. You just put up one there. And obviously we talked about Iñaki Williams, incidentally, just to score plus 140, get the first for Athletic Club plus 380. We'll keep an eye on those. They're not our official tips. You can see our official tips. We're going to keep our P&L over the course of the season. I'll just remind you of what the boys are going for here. Real Madrid, minus 250. Villarreal, minus 106. Espanyol, biggest bet of the weekend from Alan, plus 295. Over 3.5 in the Barca game, plus 120. We like Athletic Club to win, minus 167 against Mallorca. And Real Betis, minus 240. But as we discussed, there are one or two side bets that you can get involved in as well. That wraps it up for week one. Thanks for your company. As always, I cut you off when I was talking about social media situations yesterday. We've got millions of followers, Bet Rivers, because we can. So obviously you might just get some of ours if you give us your details. Rory, what's your details?
Mine's is at Rory Barlow, R-U-R-I, on Twitter. And you'll find all my work at Football Spain, of course.
Wonderful stuff, Alan.
Yeah, mine's Azul Feely, A-Z-U-L-F-E-E-H-E-L-Y on Twitter. And then also, of course, Football Spanish too. So you can get everything from me.
Wonderful. I'm not on it yet. It's a newfangled thing that I might be persuaded to over the course of the season. We'll find out.
We'll get you there eventually.
I'm far too scared. Many thanks, fellas. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the Bet Rivers Network.